coronavirus cases are spiking again in the U.S., especially in the upper Midwest. Wisconsin reported more than 3,000 new infections and more than 24 deaths yesterday alone. The state's hospitals are overwhelmed with more than 1,000 COVID-19 patients. So Wisconsin has opened a pop-up hospital at the state's fairgrounds outside Milwaukee. At the same time, there are court battles over the governor's emergency rules to contain the virus. We're joined now by Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. He is a Democrat and joins us from Madison. Welcome back to All Things Considered.
Hey, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here again, all things considered.
Well, I'm sorry it's for bad news. The number of new daily cases in Wisconsin has roughly doubled in the last month. Do you know what's driving this spike?
Well, not only has it doubled in the last month, in the last 6 weeks, we've had more new cases than we've had in the first 8 months of this year. And there are a number of factors that I believe to be driving it. One is the change in temperature. We had a very generous summer, I'll say, with the weather here in Wisconsin, which doesn't always happen. And now that the temperatures are starting to drop, you know, people who were congregating outside, enjoying themselves outdoors are now doing that inside. And then you have football season too. And you look in areas like Northeast Wisconsin and the Fox Valley and Green Bay area, especially, you know, Packers fans are still Packers fans. Football fans are still football fans, but they're not going to the games, but people are still congregating and enjoying themselves in spaces that aren't particularly safe.
So part of fighting the spread is knowing where it's spreading. Do you have enough tests to do that, to get a sense of it?
Right now, it's not necessarily the testing capacity. We are concerned about making sure that our hospital system isn't overrun. We have been pretty solid with the availability of tests, but now we're opening alternate care facilities, you know, just outside Milwaukee, just in case the area just north of Milwaukee becomes overwhelmed and the hospitals are overrun, to be able to segregate and treat the COVID patients separately from the rest of the people in the hospital.
And in addition to the hospitals being overrun, it sounds like the contact tracing system is overwhelmed. We spoke with an infectious disease expert from Green Bay a few days ago who said the state is just calling people who've tested positive and saying, please reach out to all of your contacts yourself. Is it your sense that Wisconsin's contact tracing system doesn't have the capacity to meet the need right now?
Oh, I think we should be working to hire more contact tracers, which we are. And like, this is one of the things where there is going to be a continual need. When things slowed down during the summer months, or relatively slowed down, the need wasn't as great. But now, as we see the increase in cases, it is more important for us to reach out to hire more. But that effort is certainly underway to bring more contact tracers.
Now, you're saying the hospitals are already overwhelmed. And in Wisconsin right now, the positive test rate is soaring. It's at 20%. Are you prepared for what's coming next?
Well, we should all be prepared for what's coming next. We're going into cold and flu season. And so to have that on top of a height and a spike in COVID-19 outbreaks is something that should be concerning to everybody. And as the opportunities to go outside become fewer and fewer because it will become unbearably cold within the next month or so, yes.
But I just mean your hospitals are full. You're opening pop-up hospitals to deal with the current demand, and there is every reason to believe that a few weeks from now, the demand will be even higher than it is. What then?
So, hospitals are on the brink. We haven't had to put anybody into that alternate facility. However, that is why it's in place, so that we can be prepared in the event that that does happen.
In our last minute, I want to ask you about the politics of this. Last week, your administration tried to limit the number of people who can gather indoors at bars and restaurants to slow the spread of the virus, and a county judge has now blocked that order. And Republicans in Wisconsin have tried to end the governor's mask mandate. Are the administration's hands tied here?
They are making it increasingly difficult for the administration, and unfortunately, it feels like Republicans in the legislature will rather fight us than to fight the virus. That is the most disappointing part about this. We've crossed the threshold of 1,500 deaths in our state, and our numbers are through the roof, especially compared to states with much higher populations. It seemed to be a cause for alarm when the state of Ohio surpassed 2,000 infections in one day, and we have averaged over 2,700 per day over the last week.
All right. Wisconsin's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, a Democrat, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.